Please give a hand as we welcome Melissa Reinhart. She's our new preschool administrator. So everybody give her a warm welcome. Sure, she has about 2 hours worth of awesome things to share with us, right? Now, somebody told me, and there's your mic right there, so somebody told me that you really don't like standing in front of people and speaking.
Do not.
Well, you got to use the mic to see. Now you're on, just right up there.
Okay. I do not.
You do not?
No.
Why don't you like standing in front of people speaking?
I get really nervous.
You get really nervous.
My face gets red, and I talk really fast.
Well, it's okay, so slow down tonight, because you got like half a page there. So we got to make sure we stretch it out to like, you know, 45 minutes at least, right? No?
No.
20 minutes, maybe?
No.
No? It's not that bad. You can't even see them.
I know.
See, that's the best part. Just pretend you're standing at home. You don't even have to have a mirror in front of you. You're just practicing. Just let the Spirit move through you tonight and share what you have for us. Once again, let's give her a warm welcome so she's not so nervous.
All right. So I am Melissa Reinhart. I grew up moving around a bit until finally settling down around Sparta by my 7th grade year. We never really had a home church, but we did attend church some. We spent time in Mount Liberty and in Stanton Town Advent Christian Church. I grew up in a somewhat religious family. We tried to get to church most Sundays. I loved going to church. It was a time when I was able to see some of my extended family, and I loved learning about Jesus through music. About the age of 9, my grandma's sister talked my mom into sending my sister and myself to church camp. This was so scary and exciting. My mom tells the story as she dropped her 2 babies off crying because they were scared, to picking us up crying because we loved our new church family. We hated to leave them after the summer was over. I continued attending this camp until I was 18. While at the camp, I really began my first study of Jesus and why he loves me. I felt like this was the one place I could be myself. I was able to make friends with people who never judged me. We played games, we swam every day, and most importantly, I learned to pray. I was able to learn about the Father, His Son, and the Holy Ghost. This place became a place of comfort This place became a place of comfort as our home life was a little turbulent. At the age of 14, I made the important decision to get baptized in front of my church family with my sister by my side. This was exciting and scary. As a teenager, my prayer was I could take this commitment seriously and live as the Lord wanted me to. I tend to be a creature of habit and strive for perfection. I am not sure why I have felt that if I wasn't perfect, my family wouldn't love me. Could I really make this decision to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and live a perfect life? Needless to say, I equate religious people to perfect people. No one put this thought in my mind. It was my own belief. After many years of falling short and putting more and more pressure on myself, I strayed away from the importance of the Lord in my life. For years, I had struggled with choices and mistakes that I had made. I found myself a single mother and completely surviving this journey called life. I found myself only praying when I needed help. I knew better than this. I knew I needed to pray all the time. I knew that even though my life wasn't as I pictured it, it would be as a 14-year-old girl, I still had so many things to be thankful for. So I started praying every day. I didn't enter the church again for many years, but I knew I needed to pray to get myself ready to come back to the church. Fast forward a few years, and I have graduated The Ohio State University. I have married an amazing man who loves the imperfect me with 2 awesome sons. I have so much to be thankful for. Meanwhile, my grandma is still inviting me to church. I take the boys to family picnics to the Sparta church, but never really attend regularly. My grandma never gave up on me. She invited me and my friends and their kids to the church family picnics and services. This brings me to 2017. My grandma's health is starting to fail. My parents are arguing more than ever, and my little niece has been diagnosed with a rare blood disorder. I am still praying in thanks and in need every day. January of 2018, my grandmother passes away. This hits me like a ton of bricks. How is one of the most important people in my life gone? What do I do now? Who do I eat La Palomas with? Who will listen to my crazy stories about my boys? She passed away on a Monday, and that Sunday I went to church with my grandpa and my whole family. We went to Willow Grove in Mount Liberty, where I had attended when I was little. I was taken aback by the love and the support given to me by the members of this church. How many of them knew me just by listening to stories by my grandma of my boys. My grandparents had been attending this church regularly now for a couple years. The preacher turned out to be someone I grew up in the same church camp with. I had grown to love and cherish. He was a counselor as I was finishing up my last years at the camp. I felt like this was what I had been missing. I had my sign. I had finally found a church family. Chad's sermon on this actual Sunday was about how we all are a work in progress, how the only perfect person is the Lord himself. I felt like I had been hit by a truck. He was speaking directly to me. How did he know I was struggling with trying to be perfect for everybody? I knew at this moment that this is where I belonged. This is what my grandma had been leading me to. We were going to fast forward some time, and I'm still attending Willow Grove and Mount Liberty. I am devoting time to pray every day, not just in need, but also in thanks. A few months ago, I was babysitting for my girlfriend from high school, and she's like, Melissa, what are you gonna do with the next school year? I had had a daycare in my home for 10 years. When my grandma passed away, I decided I needed a break from that. I need to make some changes. So I told her, I said, I think it's time for me to enter the workforce. I need to put my degree to use. I want to still be an amazing mom to my boys, but I need to do something. I need to be fulfilled. It was not 5 minutes later that Calvary sent me the text about this job. She said, is there any way you would be interested in becoming the director of our preschool? Mind you, my boys both attended here. My 16-year-old did, and my 10-year-old. So I love this place. I loved Mrs. Moore, and I love Mrs. Foster. I called my mom and my sister that night, that day, crying my eyes out. I had my sign. I knew what I needed to do, and they were crying also. They knew that this is where I belonged. My life has brought me back to the church, and now I get to help my favorite little people to get to know the Lord that has been so patient with me. Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. That's my favorite verse because that's what I do a lot now. I try not to worry about anything, even though this was a little stressful. I still prayed about it 100 times a day just to get me through this and that I could make it. And he did. He provided that for me. Now I would like for the pastor to come up and pray over me with the preschool in mind, please.
Let me pray for you tonight. Father, as we leave this place tonight, I would ask a blessing on each of these that are here. Father, that you would go with them. Lord, that you would give them a boldness of spirit. Lord, that they could share the good news of your story with those that they meet in the workplace, on the street, in their neighborhoods. Father, that they could be bold in their trusting of you. Lord, you tell us that you'll never fail us. Lord, let us go tonight with that hope and that secure knowledge that you're going to be walking with us through whatever storm we find ourselves in. Father, tonight we praise you. We lift high the name of Jesus, and it's in that name that we pray tonight. Amen. Have a wonderful week.